Good morning, distinguished guests, space professionals, and ladies and gentlemen. I'm Brigadier General Robert Davis. I'm the J3, the Director of Operations for U.S. Northern Command. I'm also the J6, the Director of Cyberspace Operations for both NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM. I'd like to thank the team for the opportunity to serve as one of the chairs for the third annual Space Conference of the Americas, alongside my colleagues here, Rear Admiral Allen and Major General Gibson. I also want to thank General Richardson for once again hosting this great event here at the SOUTHCOM headquarters. I look forward to the discussions today and throughout the week on how we can advance our common objectives through cooperation in the space domain. My 2.5 years at NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM have reaffirmed that cooperation with our allies and partners is essential in addressing the challenges that our countries face. When our commander, General Van Herk, testified to the U.S. Congress recently, he told them that the world has changed and the current security environment is the most complex that he has seen in his 35 years of service to the nation. This year's conference theme, Advancing Space Cooperation Through Common Objectives, is relevant and perfectly timed as we mature our approach to globally integrated operations, and particularly in the space domain. Cooperation is not merely a choice, but an absolute necessity in the complex and dynamic space domain. Our competitors and our adversaries seek to exploit our perceived weaknesses and vulnerabilities in the space domain. And this jeopardizes our respective nations' ability to protect and project national power, deter and counter aggression, and accomplish our objectives. Space has captivated our imagination and inspired all of us from the dawn of the space age with the launch of the first artificial satellite, Sputnik 1, into low Earth orbit, all the way to Apollo 11, landed humans on the moon in 1969, and all that has been accomplished since then. As we consider the future possibilities that the space domain offers, our ability to transcend our national, regional, and organizational stovepipes relies on cooperation and unity of effort. At last year's conference, we discussed the importance of building and maintaining mutually beneficial regional and bilateral partnerships to strengthen our space programs. And that message continues to resonate this year as we increase our collaborative momentum and propel our shared aspirations for the future in space. At NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM, we're focused on building partner capacity and enhancing our all-domain awareness to defend North America and protect our homelands. We recognize the interconnectedness of space activities and the imperative to work together across the Western Hemisphere to ensure a peaceful and prosperous future. And to achieve these common goals, we need to leverage training and education initiatives to improve information sharing, interoperability, and responsible behavior of all space actors. I'd suggest we also need to explore opportunities to align with existing exercises. For example, the System of Cooperation Among American Air Forces, or SECOFA, and look for applicability to the space domain in order to enhance cooperation among all our partners. So during the next few days, I look forward to the open discussions, sharing information, and gaining your perspectives on the space domain. I appreciate the opportunity to share NORAD and U.S. NORTHCOM's perspective on our efforts to enhance all-domain awareness and strive for global integration with our allies and partners. We persistently think about the future of homeland defense, what is needed, what is possible, and how we can strengthen our international partnerships. So together, we can unlock the full potential of the space domain and build a legacy that transcends borders and accomplishes our shared objectives across the Americas. So thanks again for the opportunity to participate this week.